Hey, what's going on, Eunice? How are you doing today?
Fine.
What,
And what about you?
man, what type of IT services do you do?
I'm just app and searching around and just hit the IT services and talking with you. But I'm interested in programming now and I'm interested in deep learning. And what about you?
That's the same exact thing. I'm trying to teach myself Java. And I'm trying to train. That's first things, right? So I went on
Okay.
Udemy, and there's a guy named Colt Steele. Anyway, I took his course. So I learned HTML and then CSS. And I watch a couple YouTube channels, right, on how to do stuff. And then just asking
Yeah.
people, like, how does this software thing work? I don't know, but I'm still learning, which is good. So yeah, and there's a podcast actually I asked a guy about. It's called Startup Lab. And he gave me some good advice. And I have the website saved. Gosh, it's like code, it's not Code Academy, it's like Code Mentor, I think the website is, that I'm gonna sign up for and just have somebody teach me basic programming. So yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to solve a problem, by the way. That's why I want to learn software.
That's good. And I actually, on the holiday time, I'm a student from Turkey. And at the same time, I'm working as embedded system software developer.
Wow.
So I'm using C on that. As a hobby or as a part of my life, I'm learning Python and deep learning, more about deep learning. It's really interesting and it's really good, I think. Maybe you can learn about that. Deep learning. I mean, did you ever heard about
No, I
it?
have no idea what that is. I don't know if that's is that like AWS cloud, or I have no idea what that even means. Deep learning.
Nope. Deep learning is a branch that makes us enable to create and implement some learnable softwares. For example, it's a general example. For example, housing crisis. We want to write a program that predict about a house's price. We feed our program with the data. I mean, for example, the area of the house and the prices of the houses. So we feed the program with our data, and after that, we make our program to able to learn from the data. After that, we're gonna make our program some, for example, asking the program what is the prices of 100 meter square
Oh,
house.
nice.
I don't know. I'm speaking a little bit bad because I'm not so practicing. This is the practicing for me. Is it bad, too bad, or is it
Oh,
understandable?
yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you could give me an example of like what software that is, or is it just like a method, I guess?
It's a method.
Oh, okay.
It's algorithm actually, deep learning algorithms.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, there are two methods
I have
actually.
no idea what that means, but it sounds cool though. It sounds really like awesome. you know, wow, that'd be kind of nice. So,
yeah.
I'm sure it pays a
it's
lot too.
So what's going on your life? What do you think about it?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty nice. That sounds kind of cool. Yeah, I'm you know, I know in Silicon Valley, that's where all the, you know, IT stuff happens, I guess, basically. And all the programmers live there or whatever. Yeah. And I know they're putting out, like, you know, some cool stuff. I watch some, you know, like I said, YouTube channels. There's one, there's a girl from Japan. Her name is like MAGKUR, I think it is, or MAGKUR, something like that. But she's a programmer. And then there's another guy named, it's like John, oh gosh, John, I can't think of his name off the top of my head without Googling it. But he's a software programmer. He's self-taught and he lives in San Diego. How did you get into software? How did you start? That's really the question. How did you start programming software?
Good question. I was on high school, nearly 15 year old. I saw a magazine, and a part of the magazine, there was a competition. There was a what is that? There was a news about the competition, and this was about robotic.
Oh, no.
It was a robotic competition, and so I was curious about robotic. So I searched on Google how to make a robot or something like that, and I started with C. So, and after that, I tried to learn how to program a microcontroller. And after that, I learned about Arduino. You know Arduino?
I've heard of it, yeah. I know that and the Raspberry Pi and Beagle, I think it is, or gum stick, gum tree stick, something like that.
I didn't get it.
Some kind of board. It's called gum stick. It's a board, like a Arduino. Mm. Anyway. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Now, I actually now programming hardware. I mean, just microcontrollers. You know about maybe Microchip and PIC. Those are microcontroller company and microcontroller name. I'm writing code for that. Wow. So my story, to get back to my story, after that, I have learned more about robotic, and it was just fun, and I was happy with that. After that time, I'm interested in a little bit Unity and game developing.
Yeah,
nice. I published a game, but after that, I leave the game development, and that's that for me, because I have to give up from something to doing another things. Actually, being a student, being a worker, being a hobbyist, it's make me too busy a little bit. So I have to give up on something.
What's game called, man? I'm curious about that. What's your game? Like, you create an actual game. That's awesome, man. Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. A few days ago, I have mailed by Google, and they said that your app uninstalled from the Google Play Store because you didn't update the privacy policy or something else like this. So, but there is another app, but that's just a homework. That was just homework. I don't even remember its name, but my actual game's name is XY. Maybe I upload again, but if I if we contact each other later, the maybe I can send an APK file to you. And so what's your story? How did you start programming? Or
that's it. You know, that's interesting. I'm glad you asked. And it's basically like I created a program from WebRTC, and it's like WebEx, right? Because I don't like the fact that I don't like paying for WebEx, right? So I wanted a program that you can just go to a browser and you can share. You can screen share ideas, right? And that type of thing. So that's what I created. And I have my own GitHub site. I did all that. I just self-taught myself. I'm not at other people's level, but I'm fascinated by it. It's like really cool to me. You know, like, wow, that's so cool. So I'm solving a problem for me. It's just being able to like share ideas like basically teach people or like educate people basically real time versus go to YouTube and like, oh, okay, I'm going to learn something, but it's like a 5-minute video and I don't get any instant feedback, right? So that's the problem it solves basically. HipChat, I know HipChat has it, but it's a pay for play. TalkBox, that's a pay for play. What's the other one? There's another one. EasyRTC is another one too. Oh, Jitsi, that's a pay for play as well. Some of it's open source. But yeah, it's fun. I like it. It's fun. You know, just to be able to talk to people like real time, right? Around the world. Just imagine that. Like, you can just share ideas with folks real time around the world. You know, and you can see what they're seeing, the screen, you know, how they view things. Like, oh, that's so cool. You know, what makes them think? That's the problem that solves for me anyway. That's why I got a phone for that reason.
Oh, that's fine. What's your resume now? Are you a student?
Yeah, well, I work full time, and then I do this Java learning basically part time. So I'm just doing this like a side hustle or my side side thing, you know, thing I want to do.
I get it.
I think this is my first time to do the co-host thing. It's kind of cool. I like this. I like this app on Anchor. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I like this too.
Do you see like a little red bar going across on your screen? So
yeah, it's so always.
So if we're almost heads up. So okay. 15 minutes, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's nice. 15 minutes. That's nice. That's really cool. I wonder if this will be published on like the Anchor instantly, or wonder how it works. It's probably getting published in yours and mine, right? Probably.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it for doing this. This is nice. It was I learned a lot. Yeah, I didn't know deep learning. That's kind of nice to educate.
Yeah, you can use Kaggle.com. Kaggle.com. Kaggle.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thanks. Bye. Yeah. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.